Yo, what up? And welcome to another episode of Straight From The Stands, an unapologetic, unofficial LA Galaxy podcast hosted by 4,000 supporters who bring you their thoughts and views on everything related to LA Galaxy straight from the stands. I am your co-host, Smarts, alongside the always angry Angel, his counterpart, level-headed George, and the man with the facts, Massa. This is Straight From The Stands. The episode that almost didn't make it. In between scheduling issues and connection issues, we had a hard time getting this one out. But we managed, and it's here. This week, we talk about preseason, have a back and forth on whether Landon Donovan is a Galaxy legend, and wrap it up with Straight From The Fans and transfer rumors. Enjoy. All right, boys, here we are again on a Sunday night because something happened Friday and we couldn't do this as planned. Yesterday wasn't a good day for us, but Sunday night, we're figuring it out. We're getting it done. Episode 5. How you guys doing?
I'm fully recovered. So I'm great.
Fully recovered of what? What are you talking about? Explain that to me.
But I'm pretty sure. Friday night, it's George's fault. Just so everybody's aware nothing happened because it was Friday night. It was George's fault.
Psych as fuck.
Hey, Masa, you went to preseason early this year?
Yeah, I'm already in Phoenix, dog. What's up?
Well, hey, no, serious shit. Did you get a chance to go check out the facility or where that's just going to be?
That's just like an hour and a half away from here, but I might check it out this week. I'm here for the whole week, so we'll see.
Oh, no shit. That's dope.
All right, for sure.
How's the weather out there?
It's nice as fuck, dog. It feels like LA.
Oh, it's nice. It's still warm?
It's warm and it's cool, actually. It's not humid. It's like 70, 75.
Dang, all right.
With a nice little wind right here. It's great, dog.
What you guys think of MLS Cup 17?
Oh, that's what Eli thought. I like how Eli thinks.
Hey, yeah.
That's what Eli thinks. Yeah.
I like how you asked how my day was doing, really.
You had nothing going on, George.
Hey, George, how was your day, friend?
I appreciate that, Angel.
We BFFs.
Hell yeah. So I'm not drinking alcohol. I'm not drinking this alcohol during this podcast. I'm drinking coffee. You know, I zened out. I meditated. So you guys are going to get a different George today. Let's see how that goes.
Buddha as fuck.
Hey, George.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm trying to, just trying to block out all the negativity in my life.
I like meditating, George. I like meditating, George.
Yeah, I like meditating.
That's hey, nice. George. George, how's fantasy football treating you?
To be honest with you, I'm just blocking all negativity in my life right now. I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Hey. Hashtag Marshawn Lynch.
That was Marshawn Lynch, right? Yeah.
Hashtag Marshawn Lynch.
Beast mode.
Yeah.
All right. No, seriously, you guys enjoyed MLS Cup? What do you guys think of that?
I mean, straight up, that was just a repeat of last year to me. Because Seattle just looked a little bit more lively, I guess you can say, than they did.
They got a shot on goal.
At first, when the game started, it seemed like it was going to be a different game. But once Toronto settled in,
They're a different level.
Toronto all the way through. And I still don't think they're the all-time greatest team. I still think that 2011 team could smash on them.
Yeah.
They did mention that at the end, huh? Like, is this the best MLS team to ever play?
They've been building it up for a while. And like, oh, the treble. But it's the Canadian treble, dog. All you got to do is just beat four teams. And one of them is not going to exist next year with Edmonton.
Yeah.
You know, Vancouver, right? And the only real treble that they have there is Montreal, but...
Hey, quick question. Do they go visit the White House since they're in Toronto? How does that work?
Nah, they'd have to visit their prime minister.
Which is dope as fuck. That guy's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and compared maybe to us, Philip everybody too. Look cool.
I don't know.
Can I finish?
Okay, I finish.
But to be fair, though, like, the Toronto team, I mean, I'm not saying they're not good, but...
Oh, no, they're great. I think they're a good team.
Yeah, they're great, but I felt like they should have lost to Columbus.
They could have.
Yeah.
From what I saw.
But Columbus could have finished, though.
But I'm saying, like, they got outplayed.
That doesn't matter.
Columbus.
I mean,
goals matter.
It's about who capitalizes that.
I still think the 2011 team is better. That's just me.
You know, just one thing I noticed from that game, Stephen Fry is for real.
He had
some fucking blocks. For a second, I was like, this guy's gonna fucking take him penalties again. because that guy had some fucking blocks. I mean,
almost
tipped my hat off. Though. That guy was pretty dope. That guy was dope. You know, he had a hell of a game.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it was a monster, dog.
And we got our mighty president got a contract renewal for 5 years.
Hell yeah.
There he is.
How do you guys feel? And by meaning president, I mean club president, not our nation's president. But I'm not going there. What do you guys feel about that?
Make Galaxy great again.
Really quick, how I feel about president, I'm going to give him one more year.
You got five, but okay.
Before I fully criticize the shit out of him, I'll give him one. Because, he fucked up this past season, right? Let's see if he learns from it, right? Because although we all know Bruce Arena was, for the most part, the reason why we did so great all those previous years, he was still the president then, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think we all know that what basically he's trash, but I'm gonna just give him one more year and see what happens. I mean, I don't think we could probably get any worse than what we just did, right?
No, we can't get any worse.
Chill. Hey, chill. No,
I mean, so, I mean, I'm not ecstatic about it, but
this might be asking for too much, but the one thing I would like is transparency. You know what I mean? Because I felt like at least last year was a lot of bullshit. Of like, yeah, no, this, you know, we're good. And then, no, the fucking everything was burning up inside, you know. So I hope we get a little more transparency.
But very few clubs have that. You get me? Like that, no, we're burning. This is it. You get me? Like everyone hold on tight. Everyone's always going to come out and say, no, everything's good. Relax. Give it a time.
Well, like that's what I said. I would like a little bit more transparency. That's all. I'm not saying that the other clubs do it or anything like that. I'm not comparing to anybody. I'm just saying I would like a little more transparency. Yeah,
but we'll see. Happen. I mean, that my opinion. I mean, I'm not ecstatic, but at the same time, it's AEG. Look at what they did. I don't know if you guys. Well, you guys all follow the Kings, but look at them right now. They're on a roll. It's 8 straight right now, and you know AEG. I think I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt that they don't want to have a losing team because they cleaned house over there. And you know, I think that the fact that Shiggy Smith cleaned house too for the most part with a roster, and you know, although technically Chris Klein's still part like VP or whatever, technically he did get the motion to some degree, right? So we'll see. Eli's saying hi, guys. But we'll see. You know, that's just my thoughts. I don't think that AEG is gonna keep having that go over.
I wouldn't even know where to start for another candidate. At least this guy knows the product. He knows the brand. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see where it goes. I didn't expect him to get let go anyway. So 5-year extension may be a little too long, but you know, they could always cut ties if they need to. So blah. 4-hour trade day, we did nothing. I'm not sure if I was expecting them to do anything. I probably would have wanted to see them flirt a little bit with Kikamara. But even at that, I'm not super upset that he went elsewhere.
I mean, I didn't pay attention to everything. So Masa, you go have at that. We didn't get anyone. Okay, I don't care who was available.
I mean, but to be fair though, I mean, do we really want Kay Kamara, which would be basically another Jermaine Jones, who would split up the locker room like he did in Columbus? I mean, why make that mistake twice?
That's true.
And there's not. And to be fair, there was nothing appealing in that. And today's.
Well, was it him when he did that, or was it Higuain that split the locker room?
Well, dog, I mean, if they let Kamara leave Columbus, which was the top goal scorer in MLS when he was in Columbus, and they let him go instead of Higuain, that says a lot, dog.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I agree with you, because I don't know. Obviously, we were not in there, but Higuain is Higuain, you know, so... Are you going to...
Okay, but Kay Kamara was the top goal scorer.
Higuain's that team.
But if you're going to keep somebody, you keep Higuain. If you're going to keep somebody, keep it.
Even if he's the problem, it's like the whole Shaq and Kobe thing, right? I mean, we kept Kobe, and I think we made the right choice. I think they kept Higuain, and I think they made the right choice.
Yep. But no Galaxy news coming out of the trade.
Yes, I fucked them all.
Yeah, we have the list of protected 11, which... it's everybody we think. I mean, who those obviously didn't get protected?
the rest of the guys.
Sure. And what's exciting about it is that we did protect Ashley Cole, mm-hmm. so that they make it seem like we're going to renew at least one more year, which is kind of exciting for me.
Yeah, well, that's everything I've been reading. It's been, it's all dollars and cents at this point before he signed. So I'm happy to hear that because we have no wide back. So I'm happy to have somebody to catch the call coming back. Any wide backs? We don't have right back or left back. So that's I'm happy he's coming. Oh, we're covering at least one end. So you know.
Oh, I get you.
Michael Ciani was one of the ones that were unprotected.
Yeah,
though,
that's
right?
What I was gonna say. That's, I mean,
hey, listen, I really doubt someone's gonna pick him up though.
Yeah, because that's a $600,000 against your salary. So for unproven MLS defender, I wouldn't pick him up.
I agree. I think he's our problem.
So that's a real quick roundup of everything happening in the last few days. As we mentioned earlier, Massa is in Arizona, and that's interesting because we do have preseason coming up. Three games at home, and we're playing the Tucson Cup in Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson.
So dope. We have some preseason games already known that we know about. NYFC, Vancouver, and Scum. So
we play the Scum between both of those, right?
Yeah,
it's NYC, Scum, and then Vancouver.
All right.
Yeah,
like and that one preseason.
That's in Irvine too. The Scum game, that should be interesting because it's a small ass venue.
That's what I was thinking about. You should usually have those like in a big venue where
you know what?
Separate all right. People.
Okay, I'm about to call a whole bunch of motherfuckers out, but let's talk about the Tucson Cup before we get to Scum.
Tucson, okay.
Tucson.
Alexis Texas Cup.
You guys have anything to say about that?
Well, not yet because we don't know who we're playing.
I want to see the schedule.
Yep. But we do know it's at the end of January, in the first week of February. Definitely going to try to make it out because I know it's going to be, I just heard that it is going to be available to the public. So that should be fun.
Oh, no shit. I believe they leave out the 22nd if I read.
No, correctly. 22nd is when they check in for physicals.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Right,
so,
well, my thoughts on that. I just think that it's interesting because other than the that Indonesia trip that we did when Beckham was still around, I don't recall our team having traveled for a while for preseason game. I know that last season they did some game. I think was it Santa Barbara or something like that. But even then, you know, it wasn't as far, you know, as going all the way to Tucson or in general.
We
you
did
know,
a Vegas, right?
What's that?
We did a Vegas.
Yeah, but Vegas stuff.
Yeah, but Vegas is like a one-off thing. I mean, like a little tournament like this. Well, not a tournament, but, you know, like a whole little thing where they're traveling and playing against different teams. You know, like all the teams, the big teams from Europe do when they go somewhere else, right? We did that for a little bit with Bruce when I guess we just, you know, took advantage of having David Beckham on our team. And we went to like Indonesia and Thailand or I don't remember where the fuck we went.
We got paid.
Yeah, but what's interesting to me is, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but we barely have a full team, right? So we only have like 12 players, right?
Well, yeah, I mean.
So to me, I think it's one of those things like, hey, we're all going to go together as a team because by then we have to have a full roster or at least a majority of a roster. And a lot of those guys have probably never going to, or maybe at least half of the team to some degree is going to be brand new, right? Guys that maybe have never played each other.
Or
and
it might
gonna,
be a lot of Galaxy.
What's that?
Or it might be a lot of Galaxy 2 players being held. Like they're probably doing trials to see who
that.
Makes the first squad.
I highly doubt that.
You think
yeah,
we're
gonna, because
you think we have a full squad?
I don't think so.
I think he's smart enough to understand, like, hey, most of these guys are new to the team, or not? Well, you know, about half of these guys are new to the team. You know, I think everyone agrees. Right? We're gonna play LAFC the first game of the season. You know, you don't want to go in and shit on yourself the first game of the season against LAFC at StubHub. Right. So I think this whole, it's going to be one of those things like, hey, that's why we, some of these guys, we talked about this, right? Shiggy wants his team to be, everybody be available January. So because of that, I imagine that that's one of the main reasons why he wants to do a little term like this, where he can get some exposure to some of the guys, you know, one, the camaraderie that you do and you build, you know, when you travel, right? And you have to stay in the same hotel room with some people. You get to know each other. And when you I imagine you guys all played even a little bit of high school, right? When you travel in the bus, you guys remember how fun that shit was? You know, I don't know if you guys ever did it, but the bus rides to away games, imagine these guys, they get to go stay in hotel rooms and do all that stuff, right? I think if he's smart enough, I think this probably was going to happen is you're going to have somebody room with one of the new players. One of the old players is going to room with one of the new players so that that chemistry, yes, that chemistry can start building, you know? It's like, oh, these guys already kind of started understanding each other and knowing each other. So that's why I think they're doing it. I don't think it's because we're trying to be back-to-back Tucson Cup champions, right? So that's why I thought it was a little interesting because I don't think we've ever done it. You know, at least in recent memory over the last few years, that it's like, oh, what the hell are we doing out there other than, you know, making money off of David Beckham, right? That's just my thoughts.
Yeah.
So I think that's exactly it. Not only is it going to be a shit ton of new players, but it's also really, I think, a chance for Shiggy to get his, you know, his philosophy really baked into the team away from everything else, right? They're going to spend a week, what seems like a week, together, you know, and I'm assuming it's gonna be like you know when they have concentration, so it's gonna be breakfast, lunch, and dinner together, practices day and morning and afternoon, plus the games or whatever. So I think it's really gonna bring the camaraderie between the team and get Shiggy's philosophy baked into a team, which can only make us, you know, at this point anything can make us, you know, can make us better, and I'm down with it. Yeah, I think it's a good move by Shiggy and the staff.
George, you want to say anything since you haven't said anything in Ormasa? Yeah, because you guys don't know anything about soccer. That's why he doesn't understand what we do.
The Texan Cup. No one in America really cares about preseason, to be honest with you.
I mean, I care about preseason. Preseason is a joke. I want to see how they look, but I mean,
You can't judge a team off of preseason.
I know you can't, but you could get an idea. You could get an idea of what we're gonna play, how we're gonna line up, the style of play that Shiggy wants to play.
Yeah, style of play.
It's important. I mean, it's important, but I mean, it's preseason, so I'm excited about it, but not excited about it.
I just want to see Galaxy Soccer. Yeah. To be honest,
about that, I was gonna get to that. Like, I'm so happy that we have some matches to look forward to already.
Yeah.
Okay, well, just curious enough, do you guys have anything to say about the New York City FC game? Anything, any thoughts? Anything comes to mind other than that we all got to pay for parking?
Yeah, no.
For a preseason
shuttle,
game?
Shuttle, baby. Shuttle.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, I'm good. That's fine with me. I'm just saying some people are probably going to have to do that. And I suggest everyone just start taking the shuttle. The shuttle's fucking awesome.
Shuttle is dope.
Yeah. And then in between the New York, and then after that is Scum, and then it's Vancouver. For the Scum game, what do you guys say? It's like, 5,000, right? To fit in that stadium?
5 or 6.
Yeah, 5,000.
I want to say it's like the Galaxy 2 stadium.
Oh, it has all-around seating and then an upper terrace that they open up. So that's how it makes it 2,500. It's where Trash FC...
Orange County plays, right?
Oh, it's Trash FC's second or affiliate team.
Yeah, Orange County. Yeah, Orange County, yeah. But anyways, man, okay. It's still okay. One, I think it's so stupid that we're playing Scum Jose preseason games, right? That's one. I don't know why we're doing it. It's the most. I held myself from the word. It's a very, very dumb thing to do. It's preseason. It's our biggest rival. You're killing. You can't, because at the end of the day, we hate each other so much. But I don't know if you're trying to add more stuff or add a hype or trying to get some of us banned, or I don't know what your plan is. But I don't know, why are you scheduling games against Scum Jose? One, it's preseason. You know what's going to go down. Some of them are going to come down, right? And the fact is, we'll be really trash if we don't show up in decent numbers against Scum Jose, which, honestly, a lot of you Galaxy fans have been trash the last few games, well, the last few seasons against San Jose, that we haven't traveled up there in great numbers like we should be. But with that part, you know, it's a game that's really close. There is no reason why we shouldn't have close to 500-600, you know, just pure supporters that are ready to support this team, even if it's a preseason game against Scum Jose. That is a game that we do not lose, no matter what it is. Especially in the stands. I know we're trying to stay away from that, trying to keep this Galaxy only, like in terms of, you know, playing and not supportive. But the reality is, this goes across from everyone. And I'm not just saying, you know, not supporting regular Galaxy fans. We need people to be out there, period, to support this team against Scum Jose, because this is our biggest rival. And unfortunately, they're making this, they're trying to shove it down our throats in preseason game, which is stupid. We shouldn't be playing them in preseason. Better playing off against like Ventura Fusion or one of those shits.
I'll tell you what it is, though. I'll tell you what it is.
We should not be playing these guys right now.
From a fan's perspective, I hear you. As a business, though, it's logistics. To play an MLS caliber team, we are the closest ones for them.
Okay, so then why did we play him in Vegas last year? And why have we? I mean, okay, I can see Fresno, right? If you say we're gonna play in Fresno, I get it, it's like a halfway point for both. I get that, right? Like when people allegedly lit up that place on fire, I can see a place like Fresno, right, or Bakersfield, because it's in the middle. Okay, if you tell me we're gonna do it because of logistics, then maybe I consider it, right? But you're gonna tell me this is logistics for them to come down here to Irvine, which is still south of where we are? That's not logistics.
Yeah. Yes, it is, because what other MLS club is closer?
We don't have to play an MLS club. It's preseason.
No.
We're already playing
University
FC. We're playing Vancouver, and we're doing Tucson.
I don't even think this is an LA Galaxy thing. San Jose probably figured out that it's cheaper for them to come down here, spend the night, have a game, and then go back up, right? And the Galaxy take the reaping from a smaller venue that's sold out and take all that money away. It's logistics. Listen, I get it. As a supporter, I 100% get it. Business-wise, I get it.
Yeah, but like when it comes to like, I'm not going to talk much about preseason because it is preseason. I think we got the better end of the stick when it comes to us because we don't have to travel. New York is coming to us. That's a 5-hour flight. Vancouver's coming to us. I don't know how long that flight is. And San Jose, it's pretty close. But the fact that we don't have to travel, I think helps us out a lot.
I think you're wrong there too, because I guarantee you New York and both in Vancouver are going to have
training. They're going to be in Tucson too, most likely.
Southern California or somewhere close by, because you're not training on 20 degree weather. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what it is at that time in New York. But then you're also making your team
that, for one, if you have European players, if you have players that come out of that aren't used to the travel, you're making them travel before a long
season. Yeah, but they're gonna be stationed out here. They're not gonna be, you know, they're not gonna be traveling back and forth.
It's still a travel, regardless.
But it's a one-time thing, and you're stationed out. You're doing camp. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, Vancouver is not a big deal because we play them already. They already know what it's like to fly out here. The only one that you kind of have some points, probably New York, but that's probably why we're playing them first, because most likely they'll probably be in that Tucson Cup too. So like, hey, we're already here. This is go play Galaxy and whoever's still around here.
What I'm trying to say is that I'm glad that we didn't have to travel, because we're going to travel. Well, we don't know how, I don't know how the mileage is, but I'm pretty sure it's still going to take a toll on players.
Okay. Well, we covered preseason. Let's move on. In recent conversations, Landon Donovan has come up.
And I personally believe he's a Galaxy legend. Unfortunately, some of my counterparts don't.
Angel.
They don't, and it fathoms me. So
okay,
I'm open.
Masa, I have a question for you. Do you think Landon Donovan is a legend?
Galaxy legend.
No, yeah, hands down, he's a US
MLS
legend, and I do
US okay. legend.
Go ahead.
I believe that. I don't know if he's a Galaxy legend, and
I agree.
Okay. It has a lot to do with him playing for San Jose.
I agree, but George.
Yes, I agree that he's a Galaxy legend. I don't think that it has anything to do with where he came from before.
So we're split on this,
yeah,
right?
we're down the middle.
People are always on his tip because of everything that he did, right? And I can call him out for a few things that, to me, I think obviously Beckham is a Galaxy legend and so is Robbie Keane. But to me, it's during all that time and all that era when Landon Donovan did everything that he did for us and he helped us do, so did a whole bunch of other guys, right? And there's a list of players, right? And that's why, to me, it's not that he's not a Galaxy legend. Is that if he's going to be a Galaxy legend, well, so does the rest of the 2011 team have to be. And then the other players that were also part of the 2009 losing squad, right? They lost it. And also the same guys were part of it in 2012 and 2014, right?
But that's not fair to hold someone's legend title just based off of everyone that
no,
was
no, because
around
we're talking
him,
about if he's an LA Galaxy legend. If he's an MLS legend, yeah definitely. Hands down, he's an MLS legend.
I'm talking, no.
But this is true, though. You're saying, because this is true, right? It's true. Do you consider Todd Donovan a Galaxy legend?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's say he also won one of his cups with San Jose. Right? Mm-hmm. Do you?
I do.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Do you consider Sean Franklin a legend?
No.
He's part of those teams.
Does it matter? What are you talking?
Because
like,
he did the same.
I don't understand your concept with that.
Everyone's praising him because everything he did with the U.S. and for the MLS in general. But
I'm talking strictly Galaxy.
Exactly. So for the Galaxy, everything that he did during that time, it was technically a lot of Beckham also, right? Mm-hmm. Which everyone considers him a legend.
Robbie Keane.
Everyone considers Robbie Keane a legend. Okay.
Robbie Keane.
Right. So what about all the other players that were also there? Mike McGee. Do you guys consider him a legend?
I do. I do because of his memorable.
Okay, so
moments.
He has to be. So, okay, if you guys can tell me that all these guys I'm going to mention to you right now was part of the, I didn't go through everyone, but the ones that come to mind right now, if you consider him a Galaxy Legend, then I'll consider Landon Donovan a Galaxy Legend. So
no,
do you consider?
Well, I don't consider everybody legend.
Well, do you consider?
That's
why
not fair.
Why not? Because you also forget that he had his whole little moment where he decided I got to go find myself and left the team. All right, Robbie Keane carried that team during that time. Okay.
Yeah.
And then there's also the time. Now, this is kind of messed up to say. What about 2009? I mean, yeah, he missed that cup for us to get it. He helped us get there. So I'm not going to give him, I mean, the penalty. So I'm not going to give him a whole bunch of trash for that. But if you're going to hold Landon Donovan as an LA Galaxy legend, you need to hold a lot of these other guys. You know, you got to consider them legends too. You know, like AG Zalagarza has to be one.
I don't think so.
Is he one? Why not? He was part of all the same teams and he was in the same era. Just because Landon Donovan was the one scoring goals, who do you think was part of that back line? Okay, and then
but that logic doesn't make sense. Just because they were on the squad doesn't
but
mean that
they were essential.
They
defense was winning championships. They were essential for that. Okay, so you're not going to consider Omar Gonzalez in a Galaxy legend.
Omar Gonzalez a legend because we wouldn't have. We would have he's a legend because
he,
we wouldn't
over
have
AJ,
that
yes.
without that fool has in the back.
Oh, that's right. The header.
So do you guys consider Jossie Sardis a legend?
No.
No, just because he's homegrown.
What does that have to do with anything?
He
though?
Did all right for a couple seasons. No, relax. I'm saying no. I'm saying just because he's homegrown and he helped us out for two seasons, shouldn't consider him a legend. Damn, why are you hyping? You jumping the gun?
Well, that's what I'm getting at. This is a me thing, right? This is a me thing. It's because everyone swears that Landon Donovan is the best thing that ever happened to the Galaxy. I'd argue that I think Robbie Keane. That's what a lot of people
think. Who do you
think?
Who
that's
do
what
you
a lot
think?
Of people think. That's true.
I think
it's
a lot
reality.
Of people think that.
A lot of people think he's the best thing that happened to Galaxy, and I don't think he was. I think Robbie Keane was probably the best thing that happened to Galaxy, and I'd even argue that maybe David Beckham, because of where he took this team to a whole nother level.
Where he took the league.
Yeah, the league.
Where he took the league.
David Beckham was
right,
the best
to the MLS,
thing to happen
to MLS. You also forget that he also helped us get those championships. At least not all of them, because obviously he wasn't part of the last one, but Robbie Keane did. Right?
Yep.
So... go ahead.
Listen, I'm not saying that those guys are. I honestly do think that Robbie Keane is the best Galaxy player that we've had.
Kobe Jones, number one, and then Robbie Keane.
I agree. Kobe Jones is hands down my all-time favorite Galaxy player.
But to not consider Landon Donovan a legend and to say I consider him only if you consider the other 20 players a legend, that's not
there.
Fair.
I just told you there's a – no, but it's true, though.
I'm exaggerating
on the
number.
I made it essential about the few players that were part of all those championships that we had during that same era.
You said in order for him to be a legend, we have to have that starting 11.
Yeah, but I didn't go
through
going
down
not
the
all
list
those
of
players
names.
Were all through those. I just asked you if Todd Donovan was going to be one because, I mean, you can – yeah, but example, right? Like Frankie Hayduk was part of the first one.
But Landon
he
Donovan
– I don't
Landon
consider him a Galaxy legend. Joe Akirovsky, I don't consider him a Galaxy legend. He was part of the 2011 one too. All right? Yeah, so it's just Kurovsky. My point of view. He's like Chad Barrett, Josh Saunders, right? Jimenez, Adam Chrisman. Adam Chrisman could have put the 2011 game to rest in like the first 20 minutes, just him alone with like 5,000 chances that he had. Anyways, I digress on that. But the point is, I'm not going through every single player. I just named you the few players that come to mind that are those players that part through all of those. That's why I only mentioned Jossie, right? I still don't think Jossie because I don't think he was that essential for the first one. But some of the players that I mentioned to you were specifically like Omar Gonzalez, and everyone hates him now because apparently he was trash. As fast as he's fine. Even if you were, though. He still helped us out. He's
still
a
legend.
Yeah.
He's a legend.
I mean,
he just left a sour taste on
probably,
mouth. He is. He's
a
legend,
apparently,
but I think he just left on
it. I'm indifferent. I get it. You already did. You have to do the Galaxy. That's fine. Go do something else. Congratulations. I wish you best of luck. But you still have to consider him a Galaxy legend because he was our backbone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so
he
that's
is.
What I'm, and that's my thing.
He's
like, that's my thing. Okay, I know, but that's my thing. It's,
I'm not saying,
a lot of
I'm
people
not
don't consider AJ De La Garza a legend, Juninho a legend, Mike McGee, guys that were essential. Through all that era where Landon Donovan was there. Right.
I think Juninho is a legend.
I think so too. But seeing that, I think so too. Like, and again, it's really more of that
Seattle.
I want to play
Damn,
the devil's
that's
advocate
Seattle
because people are just so on that Landon Donovan come, right? That they don't realize how essential everyone else is because they only remember the guy that scores.
Okay.
And that's my whole thing, right? Because it was like, oh, well, he broke the scoring record, you know, all time, whatever. Yeah, but he also scored a whole shit ton of those goals with San Jose. You know, so that's the truth. It's if you're going to consider Landon Donovan an LA Galaxy legend, talking about LA Galaxy legend, then you have to consider some of these guys also as legends. How are you going to consider Robbie Keane and David Beckham a legend if you're not going to consider these other guys? Essentially, you're doing it for the same thing because everything they helped us do.
So here's the thing, right? A lot of the guys, Juninho, Omar. Who else could I throw in that mix? I think Sarvis falls into that. McGee falls into that.
Yeah, yeah. Sarvis is one I was forgetting. You're right. Yeah. You see, that's a guy that I'm forgetting, and that's not fair.
So we have all these players who I think we're mistaking, who you're saying they have to be legends when I don't think they should. I think they're folk heroes. They've done something, a specific moment in time to help us to a championship, that they become folk heroes, right? Like, everybody remembers Juninho's CONCACAF goal, right?
Hell yeah. The Seattle one.
Like, all these are moments that are going to live in Galaxy history because they made an impact to that time. My argument with Landon Donovan being a legend is because he was there when the team was in shambles. He was there when David Beckham was a fiasco and not a core part of the team, or somebody was pulling us to the right direction, and he took the captaincy and led us in that direction. So for that reason alone, I consider him a legend, right? Because he really was the one that put the team in his back and got a click in 09 and made that run. In 2010, when we lost in the conference final against Dallas, he was the heartbeat. And then we brought in some other pieces and made that team work. That goal against in 11, you know, that I think that cemented him as a legend in my opinion. And everything else, I think if he doesn't take the sabbatical year, I don't think there's an argument. I think that tarnishes it a little bit, but still, I think that guy left it all when he played with us, right? And like I said, I'm only judging him based on what he did with us. Right, because I don't give a shit what he, like, you know what I mean. I don't even care if people consider him MLS legend or US legend. That's up for debate. And because of that, because of what I mentioned today or like in the past minute, I believe he's a legend. I think he took this team and put it in his shoulders and launched it into dynasty years.
Okay. I mean, the thing is that you just mentioned something, right? You mentioned folk, and some of these guys are gonna be, you know, gonna go down in history. What do you think? What do you think that is? All that stuff is legendary moments. That means players that are legends of the team. I agree with you 100% about Landon Donovan. It's just, that's my thing. It's like I get that. Look, so that people don't start saying that I hate Landon Donovan like that. No, I fucking love the dude. I do. There's nothing denying that. It's just that to me, at the end of the day, it's hardware. That's what matters to me, right? I want championships. I want to rub this shit down everybody's throat. I want everyone else in the league to say, hey, those guys are so obnoxious. Yeah, motherfucker, we got 5 championships and a whole cabinet of other shit to show you, right? That's just the 5 ones that we care about the most. No one's talking about the 1,000 stuff, CONCACAF shit that we got, right? And then obviously the supporter shields, we got 2 of them, plus all the Western conferences, the ones that we won and that we lost. So that's what I care about essentially at the end of the day. And these guys that I mentioned to you is that no one considers these guys. Or maybe down the line, I don't know. But I'm just saying that if you gotta put some of these guys up in the legends thing.
Yeah, no. Listen, I don't think it's either legend or not, right? I think like because some of these guys are folk heroes because they've done like, you know, moments in time that nobody's gonna forget. And a lot of these players are great players, like great club players, you know, great players that will go down maybe in the all time Galaxy starting 11 or at least in the all time Galaxy squad, right? 18 man roster, whatever you want to call it. But I think Landon Donovan is a step ahead of and all the guys you mentioned, including a David Beckham. I think Robbie Keane could go toe to toe with him, because that guy's, you know, in his prime was fucking amazing, in his Galaxy prime. Let's clear that up. So I think he rivals him for that. And if you're asking me, I would call them both legends. I'll give that to both of them. Yeah, but you know what I mean? So I'm not saying either you have to be a legend or you're not. I'm saying, you know, they're great players. There's players that are going to go cemented in the history of the LA Galaxy. Legends is something that I wouldn't throw lightly. I wouldn't call everybody legend, right? But some of these players deserve it. And I think some players are also folk heroes and some players are just great Galaxy players, you know? But yeah, I don't see... You know, in my opinion, I don't see an argument that is valid to not call Landon Donovan a legend for what he did in our most recent dynasty era, or you know, when we're daddies of the MLS without dispute. And that fell a lot on Landon's shoulders, especially because I think he's the one that kicked that off and got us in that path to become that. Along with Bruce, right? Because I think Bruce said, you know.
Well, yeah, I don't think anyone's arguing about Bruce. I mean, he turned the team around, right? Essentially, he came and fixed everything that had to be fixed.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, I guess. I still stand by what I think because, you know, you mentioned that, like, you again, I know George says we're going to repeat, but essentially, it's true. That's a story, you know, a legend's based off of stories, right? That's what a legend is. You know, it's based on history. That's how somebody becomes legendary. And these guys are, like you said, they're cemented some of history in certain moments. Yeah, exactly. That's why they're legendary to me. I think Juninho, I think when I was in Seattle for that, you know, when we beat them out there, he scored that goal. It looked like we were going to lose. Seattle was already up to zero on us. And then that shot, he hadn't scored all season long. And he does it. You know, so that's legendary, you know what, moment to me.
Well, and there you go, right? I think that's why. That's a very opinionated subject, right? And so, like I said, I argue why he's not. But that's it. I think even more so for you, you lived that. You were there. You were in that stadium. You heard Seattle shut the fuck up, right? And it's an amazing thing. Same thing when he did it against at home against was it Morelia?
Oh, that's where we met. Remember that's where we met? That's where we met. That's where our relationship became this magic moment. Oh shit, that's what that was.
But see that moment right there, like that's a minute. All of us in 2011 at home on that rainy pitch, and that shit goes in. Landon Donovan's touch goes in. Euphoric, right? I lost my fucking shit, dude. I fucking lost my shit.
But see, George says, example, like George says that AJ didn't do shit or that was just a pass. Yeah, but if you look at the play, it started with AJ. He created that play where it came down.
No.
So I'm just, get it.
That team is a start. Right? That team is a start. And when I say start, some people around the league might say not, and that's fine. That's a galaxy history moment. That's a moment. You know what I mean?
Well, the team. That's why we said at the beginning of the podcast that we think the 2011 team was better than this Toronto team. Maybe it's because we're Galaxy fans. That way, but I generally think that this LA team from 2011 would have stomped on that. Not stomped, but you know, obviously would have beat them. I think they were a better team.
Like I said, for me, in my opinion, Donovan is a legend. He did a lot for the team on and off the field. A complete legend to me. Point very blank, my opinion, complete legend.
I'll consider him a legend if someone at least agrees with Mike McGee and Juninho.
I agree.
Yeah, well, Mike McGee, Mr. November.
I think Mike McGee for sure.
Why not Juninho?
I said both.
No, I know, I'm saying, but George said Mike McGee for sure, but why not Juninho for sure?
Oh, yeah, why not Juninho?
Wait, what? My bad.
Because you said, because Angel
fuck,
said, I'll call Landon Donovan a legend if you agree to Mike McGee and Juninho being legends. And you said, Mike McGee for sure. Why not Juninho? Yeah.
But I'm cut with Juninho because, like Rudy said, like to back him up on that, you shouldn't have a moment. And I know Mike McGee, and I think just because of the type of moment that Mike McGee had, I say, yeah, for sure, when he became the goalie for the Galaxy, like I think that might be just a little bit biased. But if you're right, if I do get Mike McGee, then Juninho does deserve to be a legend. But like we said, I feel that word legend is tossed around easily in this conversation.
Let's end the segment by playing Dynasty Era Mount Rushmore. So name your top four legends
of that Dynasty era or every
Dynasty, just Dynasty. So we could talk about all-time starting 11 in the upcoming episode.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. That'd be pretty fun, yeah.
To wrap this segment up, let's name our Dynasty Era Mount Rushmore.
Who goes first? I don't want to go first.
Angel goes first. He had a lot to say, so I'm sure he could come up with four names.
All right. Definitely Keane, Beckham. This is where it gets tough for me. maybe I'm just because I'm biased on it because of that of the Seattle thing and when I met Rudy and then the fact that he was essential more times than that. I definitely probably want to put Juninho in there. I mean, can I make a five?
Nope.
Damn. See, because Mike McGee was Mr. November, you know. Damn. All right. You know what? I'm gonna put Juninho in there and land Donovan. Juninho is just gonna—he's gonna melt it for me because of Seattle away.
So recap it. What is it?
For me, it's gonna be Juninho, and Donovan, Keane, and Beckham.
All right. Not bad. Not a bad choice. Massa.
Robbie Keane. Mike McGee. Juninho. And Omar Gonzalez.
Oh shit! Cool.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I was okay. really thinking. Yeah, 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 I was split in there too. I wanted to include him, but so I said, "Can we add more?" But all right, fine.
No. Okay, George,
Landon, Robbie, Beckham, and I think I back up Massa when he says Omar.
All right.
Okay, I would do Keane, Donovan, McGee, and Juninho.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I wrong with. But it's interesting, right? Because you know, I would.
And the reason I don't add Beckham, and I do think he's a legend, but he wasn't part of the last one, and all the other guys were.
Yeah. So. No. Okay. And
that's true.
That's the only reason. But Beckham is a legend to me. Just. Not in my top.
I mean, it's tough, but you know what? I think we're gonna have more fun on the starting 11 because I definitely would love to include McGee and Omar Gonzalez and AJ De La Garza.
Yeah. It's interesting, right? Because if you've never done to four, then you start realizing how essential some of these guys were, right? And making cuts of just four is tough. Beckham to me could be up there. Omar could be up there. Yeah, you know, but we can see. So picking four is gonna be tough. Picking 11 all time is gonna be tougher.
Yeah, because you're talking about time.
So that should be fun. All time.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm starting at the
goalie.
I'm having
a hard time with goalies.
Goalie. There's only one goalie, dog. But we'll get into that next time. There's
the kitty, man. Goalie. What? The kitty.
Wait.
Yeah, Kevin Hartman, dog? Yeah. Come on. That's the only goalie that should be legendary.
No, okay. This starting 11 is going to be dope.
And cut. All right. we had on our last episode, we were talking about, or George said.
Always George.
Alan Gordon over Jelle Van Damme.
Hold up. Say that again. I just want to make sure that you're quoting me correctly.
Osuna said.
Osuna.
Alan Gordon. Over Jelle Van Damme, right? When we were having a conversation, what was the conversation we were having that Alan Gordon came about?
I think it was due to loyalty or something.
It was the whole thing about me hating Alan Gordon. And then George said, You know what? Actually, I'll take Alan Gordon over Jelle Van Damme. And Rudy and Massa and I, who are the sane ones here, said that you're crazy.
We call them stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, we call them stupid.
And then a week later, someone comes out and says that they agree with me. So,
Chendito, apparently he's going to be in episode Chendo. 7, by the way. That's what he said.
Yeah. Shout out, Honda.
So for this week's segment, Straight from the Fans, our man Chendo hit up and very oddly, blew my mind, agreed with George.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Definitely a what the fuck George moment because he had a fan. Didn't think it was possible. But he pretty much said that, yeah. He said, fuck Jelle Van Damme. Alan Gordon has kids and he's been bouncing around and always gave it his all for the team and didn't let that distract him from the team or from his job, right?
I was gonna comment on that, but I didn't feel like arguing because I was driving over here to Phoenix. But I'm gonna say it right now.
Yeah.
It's way different because Alan Gordon has his kids in the USA and Jelle Van Damme has his kids back in Europe. And so it's way different, dog. So no matter where
Jelle Van Damme,
Alan Gordon went, he could take his kids, dog. And Jelle Van Damme couldn't bring his kids. So that's the difference. That's why it's fuck Alan Gordon because that fool only scored against us.
Oh, God.
And fuck Jelle Van Damme, too.
Damn, fuck.
Fuck Jelle Van Damme, too, because he left, too. So fuck them both, dog.
So I mean, the reason why his kids, and I don't want to get much into it, but the reason why he couldn't bring his kids was due to his ex-wife, I want to say.
Baby mama trouble.
Yeah, baby mama trouble.
So
yeah, baby mama. Yeah. But so like,
okay.
Yeah,
so basically. He gets that pass.
Just because Alan Gordon didn't. Yeah.
He gets that pass. That's why he left. But fuck Alan
Gordon.
But he
knew what he came for. Like, he knew what was coming.
Yeah, but
like,
when he came, when he came here, it wasn't that issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. When he came here, that wasn't the issue.
Okay, but I'm sure he knew before he got L.A. tatted on his leg.
That doesn't mean he doesn't love L.A., dog.
Yeah, he agrees.
That's stupid.
You can love something.
That doesn't mean he doesn't love it here.
I love you, and we're not together right now.
Hey.
That's because it's your choice, Angel. Let's not start this.
Straight from the podcast, Dr. Phil Edition. Go. You know what?
Remix.
So here's my take on it. It sucked, right? Because I really like loving them. I love the passion that guy brought to the team. Against San Jose, you know, pointed the crest, five cups, bruh. You know what I mean? I'll take that attitude all day. I'll take it. But you saw his decline when his kids' troubles became really apparent. And at that point, he had to go. Right? Like, I'm not going to knock on him because, man, I ain't going nowhere because my daughter lives in LA and I can't take her with me, so I ain't going nowhere, right? I mean, obviously, I don't know why they don't want to hire me as a goalkeeper for any professional team, but, you know, they don't. So I don't have to worry about that
Hey, we should make a highlight video of Rudy.
Rudy has a highlight video and we'll post it up. Rudy, send me that.
No, what do you mean? Rudy has a bunch of highlights on what Sunday goalkeepers should be. What are you talking about?
Daryl. You haven't seen my new one, my Daryl?
Yeah, Barrow.
Daryl. but and also seriously though, I cannot knock him for that. That's in my opinion, right? Man, my kids come before anything. Doesn't matter. My kids come before anything. So I can knock him. I also wasn't, you know, super harsh on Gordon, so whatever. Angel, you just mad, so whatever.
No, dude, fuck Alan Gordon, dude. I remember every fucking game I went to from whenever I started going. So when before Alan Gordon started playing with us, dog, it was Toronto, it was San Jose, it doesn't fucking matter. 90th minute, he would tie it up,
and he would celebrate like he won some shit.
Yes, exactly. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Have fun with his beer, everybody.
I drank his beer, dog. I'm not gonna lie, that shit was good. But fuck that guy.
Just because they don't let you drink anymore, Angel, don't knock us.
I don't know. We'll probably figure out a way how to talk about Alan Gordon again next episode because that's the thing now.
I don't want to talk about that guy anymore.
Fuck it. He's going to be in my top 11.
At this point,
I don't want to talk about that guy no more.
Yeah, we've been talking about him, so let's dead that. Shout out, Chendo. Appreciate the comment. Definitely looking forward to seeing you in episode 7.
And thanks for listening.
By any chance.
Oh, and if anybody needs a Honda, go check him out.
Yep.
I'm getting my next car is a Honda just because of that comment.
But I'm Donald Trump as fuck.
You might as well, dog. You drive a trash ass Camaro. You should might as well get a Honda.
I'm surprised your car no se te quedó on the way to Arizona.
No, it's because I drive Japanese, bro.
That's why.
I drive Japanese, dog.
All right. Just real quick, Chendo, if by any chance you could ship us the battery so George could get that shit fixed, because I still hear that shit beeping.
It's not double A.
Hey guys, please be on the lookout for the GoFundMe page. We're gonna create one for a battery, so George can get his smoke detector fixed.
And if anybody knows if we could get the fire department to George's house just to check on the smoke detectors.
Too soon. Why? Just to check on the smoke detectors,
yeah. Bro. Come on, dog. They do that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they're gonna give you a whole paper of how your house is not. They might even sanction you for that.
Yeah. They might do what?
You know how
it's called about shanking and then sanctions at the same time.
Sanction.
I was thinking about stabbing Marvin. That's what I was thinking about stabbing Marvin.
Oh my god!
Shout out, stab Marvin. Happy birthday.
Hashtag Big Macs. Yep. Hashtag Big Macs.
Someone go get him a Big Mac.
So that was straight from the fans. Like I said. Keep hitting us up with comments and thoughts, questions, and we'll try to cover them on the podcast. I know you guys love to hear our voice, so, you know what I mean, give us something to talk about. So moving on, some transfer rumors of this week. I know there was a Wesley Snyder thing. But that seems like dead. That seems, I mean, everything I'm hearing is saying that none of the teams in LA want him. Any thoughts on that?
BBC reported it.
That shit might be official as fuck.
I personally don't think that we need another midfielder.
I personally think we do need a playmaker. So I don't know what you're talking about.
You think?
Who's a playmaker on our team?
Who would you let go for the midfield?
Who's a playmaker on our team? You tell me. Answer me that question. Okay, but who's a playmaker on our team?
That's how we brought Jonathan.
No.
Jonathan's not a playmaker.
No,
Jonathan's not a playmaker. Giovanni's not a playmaker. Gio, Jonathan, Leggett.
Leggett's not a playmaker?
They're not playmakers. Nope.
Leggett's not?
Nope.
You're tripping.
I think Leggett's put in Wesley Snyder.
I'll set anybody to play Wesley Snyder. You fools are tripping.
Oh, nah. You're
going to tell me any player?
You probably still play FIFA 09 or something,
though. Any player on our team right now is better than Wesley Snyder? You crazy.
Alessandrini?
Maybe, but he's a winger.
Nah, not even. No, maybe. And listen,
he's a winger.
If you're asking me, Schneider, 5 years ago, bro,
I can't.
No question. I'm 5 years ago. I'm jumping out the boat for that guy. Yeah.
So you don't
today?
Think, you don't
nah,
think
I'm good.
Can play anymore?
Nah, I don't want him on my team.
Why not?
I don't want him because I think our midfield this year is gonna be popping.
But do we have a playmaker?
Listen, I think Leggett and Alessandrini are gonna make that happen. I think Jonah playing that box to box, recovering and moving the ball is gonna make it happen. And if we get a striker, we're gonna see Gio create more and score more. I think we're set for this year midfield. I think everything around it needs to be fixed, but I think our midfield is gonna be real solid.
Okay.
Real solid.
I could agree with that too. I'm just saying, we don't have a playmaker. And I'll happily take Snyder. But if we don't, I'm cool with it too.
All right, would you take Snyder for 1.5 million?
I'll take him a little.
Would you pay him that much?
I'll take him a little under that.
Nah, but he won't come for under that. Come on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's not going to do it. He thinks he's still a hot shot. So you're looking at least, I mean, you want the max, because he's not going to get the P. You want the max TAM money you get. And that's 1.5. And if we spend 1.5 on him, dog, come on, what are we doing?
Okay, I agree. Fuck that.
Fuck Wesley Snyder, right?
Yeah, fuck Wesley Snyder. That's...
Yeah, I'd rather have Wesley Snipes, dog.
We have George.
Hey, darkness.
Darkness is spreading. I was just watching the Dave Chappelle shit the other day.
Yeah. Angel, you got any thoughts on Wesley Snyder?
Only if he brings Balotelli.
Hey, we got a package deal.
There it is.
Package deal. Take a ball. Balotelli to LA, dog.
That fool scored the winner.
Shout out Manu. Yeah, hold on. Shout out Manu because he thinks Massa is a complete idiot for wanting to give Balotelli DP money.
I know, huh?
Who?
Manu.
I'm tripping because I think Balotelli's DP money.
He is.
Well, he scored again this weekend, so I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Fuck, I'm torn because, yeah, definitely Balotelli, but if we had a DP spot open, could we get a better striker than Balotelli?
No.
Although that they put out for the Puma.
You saw that video?
The Puma challenge?
Yeah, everybody looked bad.
That shit was dope.
He made everybody look bad.
Dog Fabregas made himself look bad. Damn it.
Mm. You think Fabregas is trash? I don't think that was trash.
No, in that challenge.
Really bad.
What challenge was it?
That shit was trash.
It was a Puma challenge. I'll tag you in that.
Yeah, tag me on it.
That shit was dope.
We'll post it on the Facebook page. And
you know what was crazy to me? Like, we're going off topic, but like, no one could hit a ball like off a volley. I was like,
dog, and Balotelli was accurate, and he put power on all his shots. Dog.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right. So now we have a defender who's coming from Norway, Rosenberg. His name is pronounced
Masa. Go ahead.
All right, hold on. His name is Georgian
Selvik.
You guys got that?
Say that again.
Georgian Selvik. From Norway.
Yeah. Hey, dog. If he comes over, one, I don't like his first name.
Jorgen? Oh, yeah. Klinsmann?
I love him.
Jorgen? Yeah, I don't like it. But I'm going to have to call him by his first name because there's no fucking way I could ever say his last name.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you, though. I was kind of nervous about this signing. Not because I don't think he'll be good. I mean, I haven't seen him play enough. But from what I've seen is he's really fast. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I was kind of nervous about it because I really want Ashley Cole to stay. And this guy could play left back. And I'm thinking, oh, are we going to play him center back or are we going to not re-sign Cole and play him left back?
He's a center back.
I think Cole's experienced enough to play wherever he could.
He's a center back.
No, I don't know about that. What? I don't know about that.
Cole looked amazing playing in the midfield. That one game that he played in the midfield.
No, but see, we go back to the thing like we're playing players out of position. And I want to do that.
Out of position, I want Ashley Cole at left back. But I'm saying this guy plays both.
Well, he's been playing. He plays left back and plays center back. That's what he's been playing over the last.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying though, it's kind of like because we haven't re-signed Cole, it's like okay, this fool could play left.
Here's the thing, right?
I don't know.
And then maybe we post up the videos that you found that I haven't, but I haven't seen a lot of him defending. I've seen a lot of him going forward, like setting up set pieces and going up headers, but I haven't seen a lot of
free kicks.
Yeah, like I like, which is fine, whatever. But I really want to see, you know, his defending, like. Can he stand somebody up? Can he come in for a tackle?
Oh, we're going to have to wait and find out.
Well,
I don't want to wait. I don't want to sign him and wait and find out when he's here. You get me?
Well, like, obviously, they're scouting him.
Doug, but you already don't know about soccer. If you like Bradley Diallo, we might as well like this fool already.
Well, to put it a little bit into perspective, the Europa League games that they played, most of them, they barely lost. Danny, okay. Here.
Bye.
He's already a better player than you, man.
I bet.
Anyways, he still hasn't gone to sleep yet. Nate's already asleep. No, but I was saying, if you watch the Europa League, we don't even have to watch them, the Europa League games, because he played in them. His team Rosenberg didn't really get stomped on under the only game that they did was to a Real Sociedad, and that was 4-0, and it could have been 3, but he scored one of the own goals. So, you know, at least to be fair, though, it was like a cross in, he tried to hit it out. I mean, I don't think there's much he could have done, anyways. But
and then
on top of that, they played Celtic in Glasgow, and that was a 0-0, and Celtic they lost at home 1-0. To Celtic for the Champions League spot against Real Sociedad. That's how I got to see the games. His speed is there. If you see him, though, he's not a massive presence like a Yella Van Damme. He's more of a Omar Gonzalez kind of body, but that's faster. So, you know.
All right. So from you seeing that, and I know it's not enough for you to make a real in-depth decision, but would you say a pairing of Siani and him would do good in the
middle. Hands down, because we've seen Siani how slow he is.
Yeah,
and there's plays and you see him track back. You know, in some of those highlights and the way he tracks back. This is the thing, though. Those highlights obviously are highlights of important plays of games, right? You know, whether it's a goal or you know a good save, you know, something like that. So you really can't. Most likely, you're watching him getting scored on, or you're watching his team defend something, but. Almost always, he's at least in the right. You see his number around. He's number 16, by the way, if we do find any highlights. He's involved in somehow in the play, right? Whether it's a counter attack, you see him tracking back. If it's a counter coming from the right side, you see him tracking back down the left, like sprinting down the left or down the middle to make sure he covers his backside, right? To make sure that if the goal's going to come, it's not going to come from his opposite end. So from what I've seen, we definitely got somebody to cover for him. And he's probably as tall as Siani, if not taller. So I'm telling you, he's like an Omar Gonzalez, but you know, in terms of his physique, maybe a little bit more athletic than Omar, but obviously definitely faster.
All right,
that's tight.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't seen him, so I don't want to give my opinion on who he is as a player because I don't know it. But the note I did read on all the outlets that are reporting this was that he will become the highest paid defender in the MLS. Cool. What are you guys thinking that is? Are you guys thinking that's
the last one I read was one of the highest? But I mean, I don't know, dude. I mean, if they're gonna throw out that money at him, he must be worth it because I don't know enough about him.
Why I bring this up is because Siani is at 600,000.
Thousand,
right?
Thousand,
thousand,
thousand with a D.
Thousand.
That's what I said. $600,000.
I love you, Rudy.
Yep.
So Sianna is $600,000. How much? And I don't know the numbers for the rest of the league, but I'm assuming that he's gonna get paid more than that. Right now we're looking at 1.2. Or I mean, I'm assuming like $700,000, right? Just bringing up $100,000 more than Siani. That'd be a 1.3 in our center backs, and I can't find much on him. It's a, you know, like I said, and this is me being couch scout, right? But it's something that makes me think, because that's a lot of rosters.
And I hate to interrupt you, but quick question: what league is Rosenborg?
Norway, and they're the number one team there.
Okay, and you said you found clips on Pelé, Van Aanholt, right? Yeah. There's a big difference in popularity, so I'm pretty sure it's gonna be way harder to find clips on this guy than there was on Pelé, just because the league he plays in.
Yeah,
and I think that's the only reason why. Well, I'm pretty sure if this guy played like in the Dutch league, we'll probably find more stuff on them.
Okay, well,
but I mean,
so anybody else had any comments on the you know, potentially higher salary than Siani?
Well, I mean, he's what, 26, right?
Yeah. Yep, I'm cool with that.
He has Europa League experience, some Champions League experience.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't gotten stomped on by any of the teams that they played in those competitions, right? Rosenborg, that's the number one team in, well, I don't know if they are the number one team in Norway, but I think last I checked, they were in first place by a lot. It seems also that their schedule might be different, so no one quote me on that, but obviously whatever I saw most recently, they were in the best, they probably won the championship or whatever that was. So I'm guessing maybe that's how he got seen by the Galaxy. I don't know exactly how that went down, but you know, if he's playing Europa League, Champions League against some pretty good teams, obviously it's not the powerhouse teams, right? But still, you know, they're making competition out of everything, and we're looking at score lines here. They're not getting blown out 6-0, 7-0. You know, the games have been 1-0, you know, 2-1, pretty close for the most part, right? So he's part of that back line. I guess that gives him credit. Is that a dog in the back?
Damn. Yeah, God. I'm glad.
I
guess my neighbors have dogs. And then so
the reason I bring that up is because at that price tag, I question whether we could find somebody who plays at a bigger club or plays in a more predominant league for that price tag.
If they're going to throw the money at him, hey, and we don't know if this is one of the players that has been scouted since, you know, Kurt was at Seattle. So, you know, and it kind of makes sense if you think about it, because Chad Marshall's old as shit. And Brad Evans on his way out, too. So,
oh, interesting.
This is one of the players that I think would have complimented Roman Torres really well, because Roman Torres is fucking slow as shit.
Yeah.
So, you don't know. He might have been scouted in Seattle, and this is probably one of those players that, you know, Kurt held on to, and, you know, because time that he signed till right now, it hasn't been long enough for him to be like, oh yeah, this is gonna be one of the highest paid players, highest paid defender in MLS. For them to throw out that money, I'm pretty sure there was like at least 6 months of scouting for them to be like, yeah, let's throw this money at this.
There has to be a reason why they're spending that much money on this guy. If not, then guess what? A lot more shit talking to do next season to these guys.
More content for us.
So listen,
I want to see more of him, but the fact that we're already getting players at the positions we need, or at least what it seems like being close to getting players to the position we need, I'm for it. We just need to fucking fill up this roster, because right now we're a little thin.
All right, and I'm good on it.
One last thing I heard, so I was watching the Liga MX final. And
you're welcome.
Okay, hold on. So they quoted Gignac with something that
Angel Figueroa.
No, they quoted Gignac on something that goes completely against what you speculated.
Oh shit! Really?
Like they said Gignac just recently bought a mansion in Monterrey. and he came out to the papers because they're asking him about like him, you know, is he going to stay, is he going to leave? And he responded with, and not quote unquote, right? Give me paraphrasing what I heard. He said, I just bought this big ass house. What do you think I'm going to do? The analysts went on to say that they believe that he seems like he's bought into not only the Liga MX, but the Monterrey culture, and that he's probably going to be there for a long time, even after he retires.
All right.
Well, he's always come out to say that that's where he wants to retire, but I don't agree with everyone that said, oh, he just won it all in Mexico, he's going to leave. I don't think a player is going to leave after winning a championship like that unless it was announced prior.
Well, listen, I think I don't know if I agree before I heard those comments, I was in boat. I was in that boat saying like, hey, you pretty much wrapped it all up in Mexico. You are going to be remembered in Mexico. And your best friend is in LA, coming to LA, right? Like that's what I thought. But then after I heard those comments,
I thought I was like,
ooh, you know.
Well, we said it's not far fetched. We said it's not far-fetched.
All of a sudden, y'all were
ripping me a new one, saying that it was for sure.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But that was before the comments. So you know what? Fuck Iñak.
So I'm ahead of the time.
Angel went out and got Rosetta Stone for the French language. Started speaking in French. Yeah. To get all the inside sources came to us.
Get Angel drunk and he starts
came to us with this inside report, and now it's gonna turn out to be not real.
Yeah,
fucking
yeah. Yeah, it's cool. Fine. That means Torres and Balotelli to LA.
Yeah, to it.
But I don't know. I heard Torres going to Newcastle.
Well, fuck him too then.
I heard Pato.
Pato and Balotelli.
Nah, but you know they haven't came out, so you know Torres still in it. Hopefully.
All right, that's
1.4.
This is another episode of Straight from the Stands podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Rudy, at I Am Smarts on Twitter, at I Am Smarts on the gram.
This is Jay Daddy, aka Jorge, aka Osuna, El Negro de los Ojitos Negros.
Did he just aka his own name?
Damn, dog, you disrespecting my outro like that? Nah, but keep it. Run it. Keep running. Hey, keep this running. You can find me on J Undefeated 7 on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay. Hey, this is Angel. I live at AF96. Fuck all y'all.
What the fuck was that, Angel? This is Frank, aka Masatelli. Hashtag Balotelli to LA. Peace, love, and Jesus.